The news you want to know.
Bill Cosby, the
justice was done.
The news you need to know.
North Korea.
A new era of peace.
Looks like it could happen.
Stay in the know.
The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
Wow. WLS AM 890 and WLSAM.com.
About the USA, do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA. In 1787, I'm told our founding fathers did agree to write a list of principles for keeping people free. The USA was just starting out, a whole brand new country. And so our people spelled it out, the things that we should be.
Welcome back. It is the second hour of the Stephanie Trussell Show. It is my pleasure every Saturday, 1 to 3, to talk to you live and local about important issues. Today is even more special. It is such a pleasure to have these social media gurus. And they tweet better than me. They're out there working it, and they're so knowledgeable. I've already, again, said, Tom and Verlon, if you call next week, you tune in and you say, what happened to Stephanie Trussell? Because I've been replaced by these gentlemen. They are phenomenal. They know the facts. And I think about a Schoolhouse Rock and how I bought into it. And I think about it often, and how did I become a Republican? But from the very beginning, when I would watch those, I never watched those and thought, oh, they're not talking about me. It was about freedom. It was about this country. It was about liberty and saying no to King George. I bought into it back then. And we were talking off air as to when these gentlemen decided, they started paying attention, and when did they, as I'm taking the liberal colored people term, and when did they get woke? And these two came to term about the same time. They were talking about Rush Limbaugh and Verlon. What is a black man doing watching Rush Limbaugh on TV? What's wrong with you? Who raised you? What happened?
I was ostracized by the Democrats in my family, so I had to find something to do. I was 15 years old.
What?
I scrolled across either Channel 50 on the old antenna television set or 60. I can't remember which one.
Okay.
But he came on either before or after Morton Downey Jr.
Oh, so that, talk about a contrast. You know, you stay watching those two things, I don't know what's going to happen. And so, because that's a good question. I always ask people, when did you become a Republican? So this is, you started hearing at 15. He's younger than me, and he's been doing this longer than me, because I was afraid of Rush. They told me every time I would say anything, I would mention Rush's name, people would say, oh, Rush Limbaugh's a racist. And I was like, okay. So I didn't listen to him. And luckily, I started listening to him. So this is, Tom is, you know, business owner in Illinois. I applaud you for not fleeing and leaving this place, because I know it's hard for you to do what you do in Illinois. You've been paying attention. He goes after the big fish. He's out there on Twitter doing what needs to be done. I applaud you. And you're fearless when it comes to talking about liberty, and you love Illinois, obviously. And so you're staying here fighting, trying to, you know, we got
to
do something.
I'm trying to do my best, but the state of Illinois and Cook County, it just made it so hard for the small business owner, the inspections, just coming in and abusing it. Even my friends who have businesses in the city, they talk about the bad and how they do on the inspections. And from one thing, to another. For example, I have a friend out there who has a store further north of Park Ridge. And when I was at the wholesale, he says, yeah, Tom, they came in with dogs.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of business
does he own? He doesn't sell tobacco. He sells hookah pipes and accessories and all this. Mm-hmm. To bring in dogs? I mean, they don't do this to the pharmacies and all this. I asked the pharmacies, do you guys get inspected like we do? He said, my gosh, Tom. Because I said, I haven't had the dogs come in, but they come in and they say, Cook County Revenue, don't move.
Wow. And then you're a business owner, hardworking, honest guy, you're bringing in revenue for the state of Illinois and for the county of Crook, and they treat you like that? But wait, Tom, you're a white guy. I thought you got white privilege. You don't just wave your hand out the door and say, don't come in here, I'm white, and they say, oh, never mind.
No. Well, the county revenue started coming out on inspections. They always had inspectors, but the county revenue started coming out with Strozier number 2,
Baby Doc.
Yeah, and they would come in their private cars and just come in like they're doing this drug raid.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when Can I say Crooked Preckwinkle?
Oh, you better if you're on my show. Crooked Tell her like it is, Tom.
That's her nickname.
We're fearless over here, yeah.
Crooked Preckwinkle, when she took over, they got a little more organized. They got computers. They brought in the county sheriff and, you know, to ease the situation with the inspectors. But the county sheriff is also just as bad on us, too. I mean, they come in, they want to see your driver's license. They do a background on you. And I carry a gun in my store.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I made the mistake one time that I had the gun in a bag and I wasn't there. My guy, when my guy was filling in for me, and it was just total chaos.
I bet. Yeah.
But now I hide the gun. Mm-hmm. Once I found me a nice holster, I carry the gun on me all the time. Okay. I've had some sheriffs who said, I don't need to see your ID. You're fine. Hey, you got a business. And I got other ones that are Gestapo.
Okay.
So
you run a tobacco store. You sell tobacco.
That's correct.
So that's where they're going through this extra step. And
yes.
And I mean, I don't know how it is when you just have a regular corner grocery store, but this is a state that we're desperate for revenue. We're desperate for people to open business and operate just the mom and pop corner stores. And that's where you're not a big chain. You're not a big corporation.
I'm just a little
and
guy.
They make
nickels and dimes.
And
I'll just read this to you here from the Cook County Department of Revenue, the tax ordinance. Mm-hmm. One thing that I think that people ought to know is that on the premises, this is what they do. They can come in, check all of your stuff, the building that you're in, mm-hmm. and your vehicle. Now, they wrote this ordinance this way, and this is wrong. Abusing our Fourth Amendment rights. So that means, for example, they've come in, they went through my garbage can. They raise the garbage can to look and see if there's anything underneath. They go into the bathrooms. They raise the toilet lids to see if we have cigarettes in there. They go through my microwave, my refrigerator. That's why I'm upset. They go through all of my display.
Now, do they give you a warning that you're subject to these raids or inspections every once a month, every 2 months? You just is random? Just
yes. And what I've been doing is trying to keep up with them and logging everything. It right now, so far, I haven't, and probably after this, they'll be in on Monday, but that's okay.
Let's give a fake name and a fake story. No, go ahead.
But I'm ready for them. What they've been doing is 3 and 4 times a year mm-hmm. coming in. No other business in Cook County gets inspected like that. Even some of the restaurants might get inspected twice a year, for example.
Right.
But we get it so bad. And when they come in, it's county revenue. Don't move.
Oh, my goodness. And I know a couple of convenience stores not too far from me that looks like the health department has never been in there. I'm afraid to even buy a closed bottle of soda out of there. But you are selling cigarettes. They're treating you like... And that's what we keep talking about, how big government gets involved, makes it so intrusive. And all you want to do is run an honest business. How long have you had this business?
I've been in the tobacco business since 96, 22 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And everything, Preckwinkle, basically, she ruined my American dream.
Wow.
Because...
I say Tom and Preckwinkle need to have a debate. We need to get you two in the same room.
She couldn't handle
it.
Look what she did to Bob Fiorini. She kept ignoring him. Mm-hmm. She said all she could talk about was the people in the jail was 10,000, mm-hmm. and now it's down to 6,000. Where's the money saved? She wouldn't answer that question. She just kept talking about what she was, saving.
I really thought Bob had a chance, and he was going to
really
defeat
did.
It at night. I was
and
really
I was
surprised.
Backing him.
I had him in studio. He was here for 2 segments, and
yes, I was
you know
backing
I'm a Republican.
Him.
I was listening to what he said, and I thought, wow, he would be refreshing to get him in. But, that power, it's not it's about who you sent, and she's all part of that big machine, and once you get connected with that, forget it, and as we're going to talk about in the next segment, because this, who's not running for mayor is the question. It's a shorter list, and we're going to talk about some of our favorites. And even though fake Verlon from the South Side, he can't vote. Well, you probably can't
vote. I wanted to say something about that.
Right.
Can we have time to talk about it?
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about who's in the race and this new city key card. I think we should all do an experiment. I don't have a city ID. I want to go and just get one and see how hard it is to get one of these new city IDs that illegals can get, and you can use it for library, and you can use it to ride the trolley cars, and you can use it. I'm supposedly there's a bunch of I'm being sarcastic, but there's a bunch of perks that you can get. Just get a regular ID. Why do we need, and why do they think we're so simple? We're from Illinois. You're trying to tell me we're from Chicago, that these IDs that regular people can use to vote, you're trying to tell me illegals won't use those to vote? Oh, give me a break. 312-591-8900. Back right after this.
President Trump speaks up for the people of Iran being gunned down in the streets while the American news media, well, that's another story. Monday on The Chris Plant Show. 9 till rush. WLS AM 890.
Rocking on a rolling, swishing and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? The pilgrims sailed the sea to find a place to call their own. In their ship Mayflower, they hope to find a better home. They finally knocked on Plymouth Rock, and someone said, we're there. It may not look like home, but at this point I don't care. Oh, they were missing Mother England. They swore their loyalty until the very end. Anything you say, King, it's okay, King. You know it's kind of scary on your own. Gonna build a new land the way we planned. Could you help us run it till it's grown?
No more king. And we had a king in Chicago. His name was Daley. And now we currently have a reigning king. And as long as he wants to be in power, as long as he wants to be in charge, he will be, because he has the power and the money to back it up. And that is King Rom. We're talking about the mayor's race. And who's not in the mayor's race is a shorter list. I tell you, some of everybody and anybody is running for mayor of Chicago, which is great. I guess people are getting involved in the process. People are saying, you know what? I don't like how things are going. Instead of talking about it, I'm going to be about it. I'm going to run. I don't know if there's a hair's difference between any of them, because Dorothy Brown, who's the city clerk, she was on for an hour on the morning show on Liberal Color People Radio, and they asked her to commit to not raising property taxes, because Rahm Emanuel, she's not going to tell that lie. He's going to keep coming back at you until there's nothing left. And she would not commit to, I don't want to say no to new revenue. Every time a Democrat says revenue or resources, I grab my purse, because I know what they're coming for me. I'm Stephanie Trussell in studio today. We got Verlon and Tom. Who's your favorite pick? Who do you want to be? Even though none of us live in the city of Chicago, we all got out, we all left and have nothing. Who do you want, Verlon? Who's your favorite? Who's your pick? Who's your top dog?
Well, first off, I want to say, before someone calls in mm-hmm. and says, I'm committing voter fraud, I want to say I still own property in Illinois,
okay.
and I haven't taken my first vote in Indiana.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's call you kind of a snowbird, even okay. though you're just over the border in Indiana. But
yeah.
you can, okay.
And if our mayor currently can live in Washington for 4 years and own property here and come back and be mayor, I can still vote in Chicago.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm All not right. mad at you.
So,
okay.
So who are you? Willie Wilson.
Uh-oh, we got a Willie Wilson supporter
yes.
on board. Okay.
Chicago, what do you have to lose?
Oh, the very good. And he ran for president. He ran for, this is his second time running for mayor, correct?
Yes.
Or whatever. And he's an entrepreneur. I love him. I would love to have him in studio. When I was in Arizona, he was a guest. Obviously, he called into my show because he couldn't come into my little closet in Arizona. But what I love about him, he and I could talk for hours about him being a McDonald's franchisee and how he built his wealth that way. And there's a lot of great things about Willie. He will offer scholarships and funds for people that are on bail and can't pay their bail, people that need help with before they lose their houses because they can't pay their taxes. He set up programs for that. He has a lot of great qualities about him, but I haven't picked my favorite one yet. But what, Tom, anybody that you like in this race?
Well, me and Verlon, we're talking about it, and I said, okay, let me pull up Willie Wilson. And I couldn't see him promoting anything on Twitter. So come on, Willie.
He's got to get on social media because
right.
you're a king of that. You're very good at promoting. And Tom, in between the break, Tom is a business owner, got tired of all what he's been put through. And so you went on Twitter just to fight back. And that's so encouraging. And that's what so many people are like, I'm just a little guy. What can I do? I have no power. Here you are using social media, trying to save your business and trying to say, this is what's happening to me.
It's just a shame. I did take the jump on Twitter and, you know, slowly step looking and watching and mm-hmm. everything. And on the way of the ride, I got to meet a lot of nice people. Mm-hmm. And everything just started working, and I found Crooked Preckwinkle, and I said, magic! Hey, there we go.
Here we go.
And unfortunately, she don't answer or reply to me. She don't.
See,
she
I'm
don't.
Waiting for Karen Lewis to be my Facebook friend. I put in a request over 4 years ago.
I got to pull her up.
Just because she blocked me on Twitter, I thought we could be Facebook pals, but I guess not. Every time I go to the request, and it's still hanging out there, just sent. And I was like, one day, but that's okay. I'm just going to hang in there. Anything could happen. It is so great.
She makes a lot of money, too.
She does. Must be nice. And again, I worry when we don't see her in the media that she's not doing well physically. I want her back at 100%. Prayers and thoughts go out to Karen Lewis because I need her at her fighting strength because she's the voice that I'm going after because nothing is more important to me than education and the lack of education, especially poor black kids with no school course choice because Democrats will not allow you to be a Republican and Democrats will not allow you to have a school choice. I can't believe this. Here we are. We have Tom, we have Verlon, and Jim from South Elgin. I cannot believe you gentlemen have never met. I thought this was a small circle in Chicago public politics, and it's certainly conservative voices. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you. Well, it's certainly nice to be part of the crowd here. I've been a frustrated businessman in Cook County for many years, too, including the rise of commercial property taxes, which drives people out of the
Correct.
County.
Correct. Absolutely.
The only thing reason why I'm still here is because my buildings are what are called mixed use, so my property taxes are residential rate, not commercial.
So is mine, yes.
You got. Otherwise, you can't stay. But anyways, two things. Willie Wilson's platform for mayor is to reopen Miggs Airport.
Oh, really?
Destroyed by Mayor Daley. It's been 15 years now. It was 2003. And that airport would bring back a lot of revenue
yes.
and jobs
mm-hmm.
and dignity to Chicago like it did before. It was criminally and not prosecuted, destroyed.
Very good. Is that your top pick, Jim? Is that who you're liking for mayor?
Well, I'm not in Chicago, but I tell my friends, vote for Willie Wilson because that's one of his platforms.
Wouldn't it be nice?
You're discussing, he gets people out of jail. He helps them with taxes. He does what we need to have done. And, you know, people say, oh, we don't need a businessman. Well, we don't need these same old crooks who have been running this place into the ground all these years.
Well, let's just commit right now. And we can, I don't know radio rules because I didn't go to radio school, but we know we have a brother in sound who's conservative, a great voice out there. He has a big barbecue. You guys are going to meet at the barbecue it's June 23rd.
Right. Because
these guys are going to come out, and that's when you meet again another place. You get to meet people that you've only heard of, and you guys are fearless. You call into these shows. And I can't believe Tom doesn't call into the shows. He's got such a great voice, and he's going to start calling in now that he's been on here. But we hope to get together and take a selfie. And speaking of selfie, the Selfie King is in studio. Taking some pictures right now. He's going to do his report live. I had to invite him in. So he
all
could,
good company.
Yeah, this is great. And so always a pleasure to talk to you, Jim. 312-591-8900. I don't know. We've got Troy LaRaviere. We could probably take up a whole segment just mentioning the names that are running for mayor. And they keep talking about splitting the black vote. I say we split the black vote by voting Republican. But do the Republicans have a candidate? Can we dust off anybody? I'm seriously going to have to take my wedding dress. I don't know where it is. Store it in my mother's house. That's how Rahm Emanuel got to run for mayor. And say that I technically still live in Chicago. Do you think I should run for mayor? I'm totally not qualified. I'm just joking.
Yes.
But there are qualified people, qualified voices that why can't we get a decent candidate for mayor just to say, here's an option, thirsty voters that want to vote for a different voice and a different... What is with the Republican Party Chicago?
I have a Hail Mary. Hail Mary.
Who?
Pareka. Dust yourself off. Run for mayor.
Oh,
if it wasn't for them bringing the votes through the back door, the ballots through the back door,
he
would have
been
Cook
the man.
County
I voted
president.
For him.
Yes.
See? I voted
they cheated.
For him.
Stroger cheated. They caught him on TV.
You guys know where all the bones are buried.
They showed the boxes.
And you know what? I voted for him. I met him personally in Elmwood Park. He was there at the Peter Silvestri dinner get-together.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit under the wind, but I went over there and I said hello to him and all that. And I was happy to do that, but he lost. And I have to say, he just started following me on Twitter in the last couple of weeks.
And tell everybody how they can find you two on Twitter. You're Tom.
Hey,
I'm
Tom of Elmwood Park, and you can find me. I'm looking for all the people that think the way that I do.
Oh, that's what you want. And you're
Verlon from the South Side. You can find us on Exit or Conservative Talk.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, these guys are amazing. 312-591-8900. We get back. Mark Weiermiller's Man on the Street report will be done live here from the studio. You can't miss it. Back right after this. Let's not waste any time. That music can mean only one thing. Well, I guess it can mean two things, because Mission Impossible, there is a sequel this summer, but that's not what we're talking about. Mark Weyermiller's Man on the Street report. Usually he's out in the street with this report. He came in studio so he could take pictures of the infamous Twitter amazing guys, Tom and Verlon. And so it is such a pleasure to have Mark to talk about what's happening on the street. Welcome in studio. He just missed the window washers, and he's kind of upset about that.
Well, it's so exciting to be in studio at the Stephanie Trussell Show, and especially meeting Tom and Verlon out here, the Twitter kings. If you're you got to follow these guys on Twitter. They're just, in fact, I need to ramp up my Twitter.
Yeah, they're going to have to teach us Twitter and how to do it and how to work it and how to increase. They didn't buy any of their followers, unlike somebody we know here in Chicago media. And so it's such a pleasure again to meet them, having them in studio. Again, if you tune in next week and I'm not here and these two, I hope they just let me be a guest on their show. But what's happening, Mark? I'm sure there's nothing happening in Chicago. Well, for really quickly, Verlon, I can forgive everything, but he's wearing Cubs gear. And it's kind of annoying. So he and Mark have that in common, that they love the Cubs, but that's okay. It's all right. I'm still on the search for White Sox gear. I was in Kohl's, and Kohl's had like one rack, 37 racks of Cubs, like they did something in the last couple of years. And so it's that time of year. I see that royal blue everywhere downtown. Anyway, Mark, go ahead.
Well, let me rattle off a bunch of things going on. Today is the National Day of Prayer Against Planned Parenthood. So there's people all over the country, including a group on an overpass over at Balmoral and the Eden. So if you're driving around, honk your horn at them. I got a big article in Illinois Review this week. Nancy Thorner wrote, and I have pictures in there. It's about James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. They do videos, and they're actually doing real journalism. So if you look at IllinoisReview.com, you can read that article and see my pictures. Hey, on July 28th, we're going to be at the Soapbox debates at Newberry Library. I'm trying to get Stephanie Trussell as a headliner out there.
I don't have anything to talk about. I can't imagine.
I told them she can debate any topic, especially Chicago. I sent them her story that's also in Illinois Review called Why I Left the Donkey Plantation. If you Google that.
We need to send it to Kanye and support him and Mr. Chance the Rapper, Weenie. Ooh. But anyway, but yeah, I'm running for my life. I'm free, and they're not getting me back, but go ahead.
So that's July 28th, so we're trying to get Stephanie to stand on a soapbox and rant and rave, and she I think she's trained in this, and as is Tom and Verlon. I think they could do it, too.
Oh, they would be great on the soapbox, yeah.
Hey, later in the week, I'm going to a benefit for Commander Paul Bauer at Butch McGuire's Thursday night, so if anyone's hanging around, it's like $50, and you get some drink tickets and stuff. He's a police commander that was shot down by the State of Illinois building a couple months ago. Sad story. Mm-hmm. It's a benefit for his family. Also Thursday is a big deal. Kickoff for the Special Olympics. I'm going to be out at Soldier Field at 9:30 in the morning. It's an open event. You can watch the kids do a parade. And Harold Baines is actually going to be the guest coach for that. And it's pretty exciting. I go to it every year. And after that, I'm going at noon. I've got a busy day Thursday. I'm going to see Adam Andrewski, who has opened the books. He's doing a lunch at the over at the City Club of Chicago, and he's going to talk about basically transparency in government. So there's so much going on, and that's and also, I just want to throw in my two cents about Mayor Chris Cleveland might be running for mayor. We're asking him. I don't know.
Oh, you're going to ask him.
We're going to draft him, but he's a Republican.
Made an announcement here.
And with these seven guys running, a Republican could get in the runoff with Rahm Emanuel.
Dare to dream. So. But really quick, Carol Davis of the West Suburban Patriots called in last week to talk about this event tomorrow. It's the Tax Cut Work Bus Tour. It's out in West Chicago, obviously a western suburb of the city, and it's tomorrow 2 to 3. Jan Shaw sent me a text, and I thought about it. And let me just say it again on air. And it's again, go to taxcutswork.com. They're going to be on the third floor tomorrow out there in West Chicago. So it's very important that this bus tour. I would love to be there, but my niece Skylar is turning one on my father's birthday next week, and her party's tomorrow, so I kind of have to go to that. So something that's not been talked about a lot, we're talking about the increase of numbers of carjackings. There's something that's not supposed to happen in a touristy nice area. There was a carjacking this week.
Yeah, so this was, I think, Thursday night, and they one offender, suspect, they haven't even named him. And this is what's
really
kind of a
weird,
very strange thing.
This is an undercover police officer that was...
Yeah, it was a bunch of people. It ended up at 1400 Lakeshore where they caught the guy.
Wow.
And he shot a couple people through the window. The other big thing was right in front of Gibson's, which is a highly patrolled area.
Right.
So he I don't understand why they haven't shown the offender or named him or
We're trying to show Amazon that this is a great, safe city, and certain areas, we don't expect to hear this because people, no, not in the tourist year where people are spending money. We can't have this going on. So this is kind of a stain and embarrassment. They don't want to draw too much attention. If it happens out in the west side, the south side, okay, that's what they get. But right downtown, where in the Gold Coast area, are you kidding me?
Well, it's a national story. I don't know why it's not covered. They did a long story on Channel 32 the other day about waitresses at Twin Peaks Restaurant. I'm not sure. They spent 5 minutes on that and about 25 seconds on this. So how they pick and choose the news. And this is what they talk about, fake news. What is fake news or not covering the news, omission of the truth. So it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's great. Well, you know, speaking of, we were talking about mayors. We have Tom and Verlon. Just the segment before, we were talking about your picks for mayor. A former police chief has thrown his hat in the ring officially. And I want to have them all one at a time in the studio. Just come on the Stephanie Trussell Show if you're one of their handlers or schedulers. Gary McCarthy, and I don't know, does he have a great, do you think he has the support of the union police officers? Is he well-liked?
Well, right now, for what I saw on Twitter, Gary McCarthy has really been pushing it and He's the only one that I have seen because of Verlon telling me about Willie Wilson. And I said, okay, I know he did good things for the people, but he needs to get out there and push. He needs to say,
he's
hey,
he's kind of well-organized. You know, he's got a slick-looking website, and he's some presence on social media will pop up here and there. I don't know, on Facebook. But these two are so cool and so hip. Verlon and Tom don't even use Facebook. They're like, what's that?
Well,
they're,
I mean,
total Twitters and Periscope.
I'm not picking on him for having money, but if I had money and I want them to know me, I'd have a camera crew follow me everywhere, going out shaking hands and everything. And I don't know if McCarthy's doing that, but he is posting stuff because he's got two Twitter accounts, and he's putting it out there. And like to my friend Verlon, I told him, I says, look, you know I want to be with you all the way with Willie Wilson. But I said, the bottom line is, it comes down, I says, McCarthy's strong, and I believe that they need a strict thing for all the crime problems. But I said, you know, I'll be for Willie Wilson, but we need to get a debate and actually see what's going to happen.
Well, Verlon, I'm going to ask you, can Gary McCarthy live down the Laquan McDonald thing? Because it was on his watch when the 16 shots in a cover-up, you know, with the young man that was shot and all that. And that was, you know, that was like, happened under his, and then he was fired because somebody has to take a bullet. Oh, that's a horrible analogy. But somebody, heads were rolled, and so he was the one that was fired. Can he move on from that? Or is it easier to say it was Rahm and not me?
Short answer, no.
Ooh,
because him or Rahm will not live it down. They will not get the black vote. They're done. Okay?
That's why
Rahm Emanuel is trying to create a base out of the illegal aliens.
With that key card.
With
city
key. Because he knows he's done in a black community. Gary McCartney, he's just trying to stick it to Rahm, so he's going to split the white vote. Paul Vallis is going to try to get the educated people and the teachers union. Okay, I don't know where the police union is going to go because they don't like anybody, but I'm going to just tell you like this. This is a shot for Willie Wilson. Willie Wilson, he's for vouchers for kids so parents can educate their kids how they see fit, put them in the schools that they want to put them in, okay? And he's a shining example of a rags-to-riches story.
Ooh,
did
yes,
not
the
need
American
government.
Dream.
The
I agree
American
with you.
Dream, okay? He doesn't speak so well. I give you that.
Listeners, they need to hire you to be on his staff. You are articulating his message very well, and that's what he needs. He needs to take his message to the street. He's got the great reputation of doing things with his money to help the downtrodden, the people that don't have. He puts his money where his mouth is, and that's so applauded. And what he's done, just it's just phenomenal. And I hate when they call him, they'll say the black entrepreneur. He's an American entrepreneur. He just
Correct.
Made it, and it's great. And that's, we need more examples of people that are just out there doing it. They're sitting around crying, oh, and he came from the South, so I'm sure he's got stories of racism and all that, but he just did what he needed to do and became a millionaire. And that's what you got to applaud that. You got something over there, man, on the street?
I missed two other events.
Okay, here we go.
Cory Booker's going to be here Tuesday. He's running for president.
He's
going to be at University of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Tonight, I'm not going to this event, but at the Correspondents' Dinner, I will not be watching that on TV.
Well,
in
Trump
DC.
Won't be there either.
And
right?
President Trump tonight, and I know a lot of listeners are on the way to Detroit, Michigan, listening for, President Trump's going to be in the Detroit area tonight, and I'll be watching that on TV.
What's going on in Detroit?
He's just got a rally in the Detroit
oh, really?
Area.
He's taking-
and. instead of going to the correspondence dinner, he's going to be with regular Americans.
They always say, you know, oh, Republicans need to bring the message to the black community or Democrats. And what he's going to Detroit. I don't know if he's going to Flint. I would bring my own water. I'm just saying. No, Obama touched it and he said the water. He's like Jesus. He touched the water and it's cured and it's all good. And I guess it's nothing to worry about. But go ahead, Trump. I don't know, guys. A little funny thing here. Months ago when Trump first was elected and they show a picture of him trying to grab Melania's hand or them saying, oh, look, she's you know, she's pulling back, she's recoiling. And now since the Stormy Daniels stuff has come out. So I'm thinking this last one when he was trying to grab her pinky and she's like, no, and then he's reaching out. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, is it that bad between them? I want to support my president, but stop trying to grab her hand in public because it's embarrassing because you know they're going to zoom in on it and make fun of it. And I know I'm like the CNN, MSNBC people focusing on the silly things, but come on. It just breaks my heart that this is even a discussion. And it's going to lead right into our next topic, this last segment. How did we get this far into the show and not talk about Bill Cosby? Because liberal color people, they say he's innocent and he's just guilty because he's black. And I listened to liberal color people radio from the night the verdict was announced to the next day. And out of all the callers, only one person said he should have stayed true to his wife and this wouldn't be an issue. Everybody else was saying, no, he's a black man, can't make it in America and blah, 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 and da, da, da. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? This man drugged so many women. He admitted to it, too. But they're still saying it's a black and white issue. 312-591-8900. If you want to call in and get in on this, great. If you want to text stand and get in on this, the same number, 312-591-8900. Back right after this.
Whew, you sure got to climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Back.
I got this far when I started, I was embedded in so much of my memory as a child. I can only imagine if they tried to do something similar in 2018 and the political correctness that would bleed into the lyrics, probably stuff that you couldn't even say in front of your grandchildren and your grandparents. 312-591-8900. We've got a full house now. We have Tom from Elmwood Park. We've got Mark Wiremiller with his Man on the Street report that we just heard. And we have Verlon from the South Side, so far south that he just kept going and went to Indiana. Not that I blame you. But Bill Cosby. Can we separate the man, the actor, and everything that he's done? Okay, the man from his philanthropic work. And you know what? Some people are saying he was targeted. I love listening to liberal couple of people. He was targeted because he tried to buy NBC and that they didn't want a black man to buy NBC. He was targeted because a few years ago, he was the one going around saying, pull your pants up, take care of your children. And black people didn't like that. They, whoa, how dare he say it in front of white people that we need to pull our pants up and take care of our children. My question is, why wasn't Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton saying we need to pull our pants up and take care of our children? I don't know. Organically, we haven't talked about what we, you know, this topic. I don't know what, how you guys feel about it. We'll start with Verlon. Bill Cosby, what happened?
Well, the 800-pound gorilla in the room. We're finally going to talk about it. Well, I got a question. I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. I know it's a lot of people that want to see him locked up, but how does America feel? Well, black America, how do you feel about Bill Cosby dying in prison? Most likely he will die in prison, okay? He can be served up to 10 years on each count, 30 years.
30 years.
He might not get 30.
I don't think
so. But he might get 10. 10 years at a man at 80, he's most likely to die in prison. Prison food is a lot different than food outside.
I bet you the medical care is a lot different than the Chicago public school lunches, though. I bet you that much what they're serving at Chicago public schools. But you know what? So what you're trying to tell me, Verlon, is that when I'm 80, I can go out and rob a couple banks and just say, oh, you're so old, we can't give you the time because you know what? So what does age have to do with anything?
I'm just asking the question. And I don't believe all the women. I believe in the one he admitted to, mm-hmm. and it may be one other or so, but I think a lot of them wanted that 15 minutes of fame. Mm-hmm. You know, they piled on. You know, Bill Cosby rubbed a lot of people the wrong way over the years.
Well, I don't know, but you know, My thing is this. It seems like a lot of these things happened in his home. And I'm not talking about his wife, but was she told, okay, I'm having business meetings. When this light is on, you can't come in. How did he do all of this right under her nose? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot. This happened over years and years and years, and there's a lot of people saying, well, what about Harvey Weinstein? And he's on a beach somewhere in the south of France. But it's so interesting. He had the same lawyers. There's Gloria out there in all her glory that was representing some of the women. Same woman that was representing all these women with Trump. So my theory is that those women with Trump, they're not actually charging. They had nothing. That's why they disappeared. But they were able, with this, able to follow it all the way through. Because this is like, well, why aren't they pressing charges if Trump did everything they said they were doing? Wouldn't you want to go after the big fish, the guy in the White House? To me, it just leads me to believe that was all fluff. I don't know. What do you think about Bill Cosby?
I liked him at the time. I just was amazed that that happened and how it all played out. But, hey.
Hey, it's sad. I mean, right away, this network Bounce has said, well, we're not going to play any of those reruns anymore because I don't know. And I'm thinking, gosh, Reagan, my 13-year-old, he didn't grow up watching that. That would be a great show normally. You sit down, let's Netflix this, let's watch this and stream it as a family. But you're thinking, gosh, and what do you do with that? And it's just, let's wait and see. I don't know as far as the sentencing, what he will get. And it's just interesting. In my theory, and I started saying this back when all the Black Lives Matter popped up, and I just said this. If a Black person is a criminal, he's the person charged, or if he's the victim of a crime. Everybody involved has to be Black. I don't care if the bailiff, the judge, the person parking the cars, everybody Black, everybody, because they were saying there weren't enough Black people on that jury. That's why he was found guilty. So let's just make everybody that has to do with anybody Black. If you get a call, 911, there's a guy breaking into my house. What color is he? Black. Okay, we're going to send Black police officers. Let's just everything from start to finish, because it's all about race, and that's what they're making it. And it's unfortunate that they're not talking about, usually the women talk about women and being victims, and so they're split because they don't know which devil to pay homage to, because they want to talk about he's a Black man, but wait, he attacked women, and so they just can't, their heads are about to explode as to whose side should they be on. If, you know, he did admit to drugging women, and you would think somebody like him, you don't have to drug women. There's women throwing themselves at you, but it certainly says, who are these women? Now, who's the latest? Tom Brokaw? Is that who it is?
Yeah. I was surprised to hear that.
But they're mocking, they make fun of our Vice President Mike Pence, who said, I don't put myself in a position where I'm alone with women. And that's what kind of what you need to do if you want to be in a position, especially in a position of power. Let's just pray. If he's guilty, okay, and he's been found guilty, and he's admitted to drugging women, and some people say this is one of the weakest cases of all the women that he was accused of. Will he spend the rest of his life in jail? Well, I think it says something that they let him go home for sentencing, that they're not going to be harsh and throw the book at him kind of thing. But I got to read one more promo. I forgot. One of the leading conservative podcasters has come to WLS. Yay! Ben Shapiro, who I met at CPAC, he breaks down the news of the day. His analysis can be brutal, but it's always fair. The Ben Shapiro Show can be heard right here on WLS, 9 p.m., right after Mark Levin, on WLS AM 890. I don't know any other station that has not only Rush in the afternoon, then you've got Mark Levin, then you got Ben Shapiro. Talk about a triple play of conservative voices, and this is where you can hear it. And I'm just so happy that they allow me every Saturday, my key card works, and I get to try to live up to what they're saying. I'm telling you, Tom, give your Twitter handle so everybody can know how to follow you.
This is Tom of Elbowing Park, known all over the United States.
Oh, my goodness. He's practicing. I've created a Frankenstein here. He's taken over. I love your smooth velvet radio voice. Now, and Verline on Twitter, how can they find you?
If you want to direct message me, it's Verline Galloway on Twitter. When you see the Chihuahua picture, it's me.
Verline told me he had four daughters, and I joke because I only have one. And he's a bald man, and that's okay. I told him that must be how he lost all his hair, having four daughters, because daughters were worried the paint off you. My daughter's sophomore year. Yeah, you hear me, Sierra. All my hair fell out. I had bangs one minute, next minute I had nothing. But I bless you for having four daughters. I used to think that I wanted five girls. I used to say when I was young, I'm going to have five daughters. And God said, no. You're going to have four sons and one daughter. That's all your hair can handle. It is such a pleasure to talk to a father in between the commercials. Just hear him talking about his daughters and how much he loves them and what he's doing for them. It's just great to have you guys in studio. Really quick, we have a caller here. Somebody that thinks she can squeeze in a word in between this group.
Okay.
Sharon out there in DeKalb in the cornfields. Welcome to the Stephanie Trussell Show.
Well, thank you. And first of all, I love you, Steph. I think you're great.
Yes, you're so awesome. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I'm calling because it's breaking my heart. The only comedian I really trusted.
He was clean. He was family oriented. Right. He had the cleanest, set. He didn't talk about inappropriate things.
No, he didn't. And that's why this is such a shock.
It's just really sad, and what's going to happen, and we don't know. But, he did have that one routine talking about Spanish Fly, but I think everybody just laughed and thought that was funny. Who knew that he was actually using it? It is really sad. But you know what, Sharon? Let's Harvey Weinstein and everybody else, what's going to happen to them? Will they be charged? Because these women charged him, and that's the difference. And so thank you, Sharon. I'm having dinner with my best friend from DeKalb tonight. She's coming into Naperville. We're going to try that paint thing, and mine's going to look like paint by numbers, but that's okay. 312-591-8900. That's the number that should be kept in your phone. It's such a pleasure to have these men in studio. WLS needs to have an event in the summertime so we can meet our listeners like this. And it's such a finally get a chance to lay eyes on them. So this is for you. Tom requested this song. And you go out and enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Such a pleasure. And I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.